our gospel hymn and also from verse 34 of our gospel reading this morning. A new commandment I give you, love one another. Today we gather in this magnificent old church, celebrating 900 years of worship here at St. Martin's and sharing God's love with one another, surrounded by the beautiful displays of our flower festival, celebrating love and marriage, along too with wedding dresses and wedding registers. If you hadn't had a chance to look around, then please do so after the service, or you may wish to come back this afternoon at 2 o'clock, or come to our special service at 4:30 this afternoon as well, where we've got, I think, 8 wedding favourites to sing together. Real belters. So you'll enjoy that. This doesn't just happen as I go. And I would like to thank Diane and her team of arrangers, Jill Ward, Leslie, Chris, Grace, Rebecca and Margaret, and also all the people who have prepared the church and have provided the refreshments and hospitality too. It could not have happened without you all and with all your hard work. Weddings are usually times of great celebration, from the biggest to the simplest. They're a symbol of two people committing themselves to one another, entering into a covenant with one another to give it its biblical term. Jesus' love for us, the church, is often described as the love of a bridegroom for his bride, where Jesus is the perfect symbol of the groom, representing commitment and sacrifice, the love of putting others first and always being present in good and difficult times. Also, this represents through Jesus unwavering love for all people, for the whole church, even when, especially perhaps when, we don't feel worthy of it. We come with all our own imperfections and struggles. Jesus remains devoted to us, forever drawing near to us with tender affection, rather than distancing himself away from us. Through his life, his ministry, his service, death and resurrection, he has presented us with this new covenant, the new heaven and the new earth that we're told about in the book of Revelation. And this new covenant is not only for individuals. Rather, Jesus wants us to commit to him as a loving community. This is his new commandment to his disciples, and it is his commandment to us now, to love one another as he loves us. And it is the love in serving which is the love that Jesus is commanding to the 11 disciples left in the room to share with one another. The people Jesus has just humbled himself in front of by washing their feet. There Jesus was demonstrating love to them, and the disciples had to make themselves open to receive that love and allow it to transform them. We know that Peter struggled with this. I think I would have struggled with this as well, to be perfectly honest with you. But in an earthly relationship, there are times we have to be prepared to open ourselves, to make ourselves available to receive, in order to enter into partnership of giving and receiving, a partnership surrounded in love. This sense of unworthiness that the disciples felt at that time of the Last Supper, this sense of unworthiness that can actually come to all of us, and perhaps rightly so, come to all of us when we consider exactly what it is that Jesus is not just offering, but is giving to us, is beautifully put together in a poem by, to my mind, possibly one of the greatest Welshmen of all time, George Herbert, poet and priest of the early 17th century, where God is depicted as love. The poem goes, "Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin. But quick-eyed love, observing me grow slack, from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. I, the unkind, ungrateful, oh my dear, then I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand, and smiling did reply, who made the eyes but I? Truth, Lord, that I have marred them, let my shame go where it doth deserve. And know you not, says love, who bore the blame? My dear, then I will serve. You must sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat." Here, George Herbert, wonderfully, is saying Jesus is love, inviting us to receive him through the sacrament. Even though we know or we may feel unworthy, our relationship with our bridegroom transforms us and unites us with one another and unites us with him. God is love, and he commands us to love him by loving one another. Jesus is the perfect bridegroom. He loves us unconditionally and wants us to receive him, to love him, and be united with him to do his work by loving each other. This is like no other commandment. There's no "don't do this" or "thou shalt not" phrases bossing us about. Rather, it is the most beautiful commandment ever made. It is a commandment that has been at the center of the church for 2,000 years. It is a commandment that has been at the center of the development of this particular church for the last 900 years. And it is a commandment that must be at the center of us being a united community, praising and loving God, so that he'll be worshipped here for 900 years to come. Amen.